Pomp and Joe show rolls on here. PM team coming up at the top of the hour. So Austin and I have been watching this game here from 2011. We just saw Alfonso Soriano come up with a two-run double to drive in the go-ahead runs.
Man, what a hitter he was, you know, huh, Bob?
Oh, he was one of those guys who you always wanted on your team, and he made the trips around several teams, but he got one to his liking, and he drilled it to left center field.
Isn't this Darwin Barney batting now?
I think it is, yes.
He just hit a chopper back to the mound, a little infield hit.
No, yeah, it is. And if I thought who was playing third base back then?
I don't know. Pedro Alvarez was hurt, so it must have been Josh Harrison.
How about that? They just put
Pedro wearing 62.
It's really weird when you look back at some of these games. Also noticing the lack of advertising, right?
Yeah.
Today, it's all we see is advertising everywhere, on the field, anywhere you can look at. There wasn't all that much of it back in 2011.
No, it was nice, I guess, because out in the outfield, right down the line, there was just no, all the padding was just green. It was traditional. Which, I mean, you have to do what you have to do with stuff like that in the ballpark. Like, I understand it. The tarp is advertisements now. There's stuff on the field up the baselines that have advertisements and stuff like that. There's some fun ones. Like, there's some cool advertisements that they put out there. And I liked when they did the wall of all the season ticket holder names. Remember when they had that years ago? They had that. And the Pirate logo was cool. I wish they would bring the Pirate logo back on the mound. You know how they have an advertisement there? Why can't you have the advertisement and then the Pirate logo next to it? I feel like that would work great.
They're looking for any possibility of putting advertising, no matter where it may be. You put it on that plate. So when this game was played, and by the way, in 2011, the Pirates were one game out of first place.
Yeah.
And we know what happened then. They had collapses, but then they had the core in place that put together that run. The question is, will we ever see that again moving forward here with this group here? Because they have so many deficiencies when it comes to offense and hitting, and they need as many at-bats. I just saw a take here that I'm interested to hear your take, and that would be this. American League MVP at this point. Judge is the heavy betting favorite, but we just saw Cal Raleigh do what he did to the Pirates. I got to believe that he's somehow going to sneak into this conversation and maybe a better and more deserving candidate. Do you think so?
I think Cal Raleigh should be the front runner right now, Bob. And I realize that the Mariners are not running away with it like the Yankees. But then again, the Yankees have kind of been slipping a little bit. Judge, I feel like we could make the argument with Judge every year like you could with LeBron. You know, like LeBron in Miami, he's always the MVP. LeBron goes back to Cleveland, he's definitely the MVP. I feel like we could make a similar argument there that could be made with Aaron Judge. And right, they've only won 3 out of their last 10 games, the Yankees have. They're 49-41. And when you look at where Seattle is, they're second place in their division. They're 48-42. Big reason why is because they just swept the Pirates, but they're in a playoff spot at the moment. Cal Raleigh has just been so good for them. And the fact that he leads baseball in home runs, he leads the American League in multiple categories. He's tied with Judge with RBIs, but Judge is number one in runs scored. He's number one in average. He's number one in hits. It's so hard because Judge is hitting .360, Bob.
That's the thing that sets him apart. I mean, that average, given his power and his strength and everything he does, he still has an on-base percentage that's incredibly high, too. So, you know, it's a bad year to be, in the end, probably Cal Raleigh, if you're up against this guy. And it's like he's always going to be there. He puts up these numbers on a continuous basis. You would think at some point that hurts him because voters say, well, you know what, we always have him in it, but let's give this guy because he's new to it. And, boy, Raleigh is – and I believe he was a third-round pick, talking about drafts and how you can be productive even if it's not the first round. You don't have to have the number one overall pick always and only. You can do some things if you're good about your scouting department, and he was a third-round pick that came out, and now look at him. I wonder who the Pirates are. Could you check this out? I know you do a lot of things back there, and I don't mean to overwork you like Joe tends to do. But who was the Pirate pick? I think the year was 2018 that he was drafted. It would probably go to the Swaggerty days of being drafted, and that would not be on Ben Cherington.
2018 would have been the Travis Swaggerty.
Well, who was a third-round pick for the Pirates? Because that's when Cal Raleigh was selected by the Mariners.
Let's find it here.
But whoever it is, I don't know who it is. I hope that person is either done well or is up here at some point.
So Raleigh went 12th in the third round. The Pirates picked Connor Kazer, a shortstop, in the 2018 third round.
What pick was that?
That was the 86 overall pick.
So it was after.
It was before Raleigh. Raleigh was the 90th
so,
pick.
So they had a chance to pick Cal Raleigh, they and they chose, what's the guy's name
Cal
again?
Raleigh. And they picked Connor Kazer.
Connor Kazer.
He's a shortstop.
Where is he now?
He's now with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He played in 2023 in Colorado, played three games, struck out twice in four at-bats. He is 26 years old.
Well, that goes to show you, though, if you have, you know, if your scouting department can come up with some gems that are not first-rounders, look what happens. It takes time. I'm sure Cal Raleigh took a few years to figure out what, you know, what he was doing, how he was doing.
Yes, he was released by the Pirates in May of 2022.
Connor Kazer,
the shortstop.
Okay, there we go. So it still comes down to drafting. If you, to our previous caller who said drafts can't make, yeah, it can. If you draft well, you can put together a pretty good team in time. And you also have then the ability to maneuver at the trade deadline by trading some people who all of a sudden develop into good players. All right, want to remind you here that the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider, 50 years. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And the 15-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And today's weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's going to be cloudy today, although the rain has come and passed. High today of Antoine Randall or John Stallworth are both 82 degrees, 90% chance of rain. That is dissipated, and hopefully it'll get better as time goes on. There's a drive to the wall. Is it going to be out of here? And it is.
It's gone.
In the sixth inning, Andrew McCutchen has tied the game for the Chicago Cubs 3-3 here in 2011 as we go back to the future.
How about that?
How about that? That's 3-3 a packed crowd that night, too.
It was, yeah.
And it in the future years, you'd have the Cardinals, Cubs, and Pirates all battling with big-time win totals. Those were the good old days. Hopefully one day we'll get back to that. Austin, as always, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll see you again tomorrow.
All right, Bob. Sounds good. See you tomorrow. Always fun working with you.
That's going to be tomorrow and Thursday. Joe's on vacation. He just hit a tree wood out of a tree. He got off the tee into a tree and then had to get out of the tree. That's what his vacation. That's the only video I've gotten from him so far. So.
That's his vacation. That's the state of it.
I need him to make a couple of putts to feel better about himself. PM Team is coming up next time. Bob Pompiani. We'll see you tonight on KDK TV. Have a great day, everyone.